Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, we continue to learn about Rossini.
So I wanted to talk to you about Rossini a little bit more, because I know there was a religious aspect to the guy.
Yeah. So we are with Rossini here as he leaves Paris after the not-so-enthusiastic reception to his last opera, Wilhelm Tell, and is heading to Italy, back home. It was not a happy situation. It was an abrupt ending to a glorious career. Back in Italy, everything continued to spiral downward. The gonorrhea he caught in his younger years got worse. The primitive medications caused mood swings and depression and irritation. Auditory hallucinations. He could not bear to hear music. Olympe, his second wife, instructed the porter to pay street musicians to stay away. Olympe had been Balzac's mistress. Rumors of his death began to circulate, and she had to publish denials in the press. So the great Gioacchino, the Swan of Pesaro, was spending his days in a darkened room in Florence, sobbing hysterically about suicide. At her wit's end, Olympe decided to take him back to Paris for medical advice. At this point in the story, I think we should listen to some of his religious music, which is so moving and so unexpectedly, truly religiously inspired. This is the Agnus Dei from the Mass, which ends, of course, with the words, Dona nobis pacem, grant us peace, which we all need so badly these days. This particular rendition is from a celebratory concert that we held at Close Encounters with Music, so it's a live performance.
Oh,
Rossini's Agnus Dei, performed at a Close Encounters with Music concert at the Mahewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.